Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are having a good night, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. If you've been tuning in, you've been listening to the different sections and different messages of inspiration that I've been giving from this past Tuesday. I preached a message, and I hope that you guys really will check it out. It's titled something like, "Where's Your Heart? Where's Your Heart at? Where is your heart?" Because wherever your heart is, guys, that's the stuff that you really, really hold really deep to your, in your whole, you know, your soul. Those are things that come from the heart. Those are things that wherever your heart is, that's where everything else is. So I just want to encourage you today to so that you understand that where your heart is, there your treasure will be. The different things that you say that you really are believing God for, guess what? Wherever your heart is, that's where it is. Whatever you consider to be the most important things to you, your heart is there. And as Christians, we've got to protect our heart. We've got to really make sure we check our hearts. We need to make sure that we're in the right place, that we're doing the right thing at the right time. There's so many things that we've got to make sure that we are ready about. And that's one of the biggest things I want you guys to remember. Because when it comes to heart, guys, that's what controls everything. Every issue that we have, everything is connected to the heart. Where's your heart? That's the kind of, there's some things that are that's going on right now, guys, and we've got to check our hearts. We've got to make sure we're honest about what we're feeling, why we're feeling the things we're feeling, and what we're going to do about it. You know, there's so much that's going on. So I just want to encourage you today to make sure that you yourself know what it is, where your heart is, and that you know where you are, because where you are is where you are. And if you're honest about, if you're having a bad day, hey, God, I'm having a bad day. Look, I'm having a bad day. Sometimes some of the people who are the best people are people who can understand and who can say, look, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm going through right now. This is what I'm going through. And be honest about it. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm dealing with, this is what I'm going through. Those are people who really and truly make it. Those who understand where they are. Those who are able to deal with, you know, this is what I'm going through. Like a friend of mine had told me one time before, look, I'm having a bad day. You know, you might want to go another direction because right now I'm just having a bad day. But guess what? I had to respect that particular person. But guess what? People know when they're having a good day. People know when they're having a bad day. You got to decide right now what it's going to be for you. You have to know where you are. And if you know where you are, then you're better able to deal with things as they come your way. Because sometimes it might just be that you might not be in the best of moods. But if you know where your heart is, guys, if you know where your treasure is, where you what you really, really focus on, if you understand where you are, if you understand what you're going through, if you understand what you're dealing with, it better helps you to gauge what you need to do to get to the next level. You know, there's so many different things that we are believing God for, so many different goals and things that we have in mind. But what makes the biggest difference is what we say, it's what we do, it's how we do it. And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing I want you guys to get today. The biggest thing I want you guys to get is that you've got to understand where your heart is. You might have a heart to do the things that God has called you to do, but then guess what? Some things might be happening and you might not feel as if you are able to do those things. If you were with me on Tuesday, which I was looking at the life of the rich young man who went after Jesus and was like, you know, look, I need some help right now. What good thing, teacher, must I do to have eternal life? And one of the things that really stuck out to me, that I really received from reading the text, is that he was someone that we would probably say was a good person. We would probably say this person was someone who made sure that he observed everything that was stated in the law. He is probably someone that we probably would say, oh, this is a good person. But what happened was that the things that, you know, as far as good things, he'd already done those good things. He was already obeying the laws. But there's one thing that Jesus told him that he was acquiring. There's one thing. If you want to be perfect, sell all you have and give to the poor. And what happened with that is this thing, that what Jesus touched was the fact of his heart. His heart truly was that willing. He wasn't willing. That was like one thing that he was not really willing to do. And what happened is the question for you today, the question that you got to ask yourself is like, where is your heart? Where is my heart at? That's something that you've got to ask yourself. Where is your heart? Because what happens, we end up going through these different things, different stages, and what Jesus touched on was that one thing that he was not truly willing to give up, because his heart was with the money. His heart was with the money. His heart, he truly did want to serve God, but at the same time, his heart was with his money. So when that question is about where's your heart, it's really something that you really, 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 really have to really look at and be honest about. Where is your heart? What is that thing that you're not really willing to let go of? What is that one thing you're not willing to do? Because if good people have good intentions, but the thing about it is, where is your heart when it comes to God? Where is your heart concerning the things that God is trying to speak to you and speak in your life? Where is your heart? And what happens is this. We stand in this place where we have an opportunity to make a difference. I believe that we are on the precipice of great things. And I believe that the biggest thing that God wants to know is, where is our heart? Where is our heart? Because you know what? If your heart is in the right place and you understand what it is that God is telling you to do in your life, you're going to go ahead and do it. But some of us are stuck. Some people, they are stuck because they're not willing to give up some things. They're not willing to do some things. And what God wants to know today is, are you willing? Are you willing to make a difference? Are you willing to do that thing that he's called you to do? Are you willing to do that? Where your heart is, there will your treasure be. And where your treasure is, there your heart will be. Listen, all that stuff goes hand in hand. I can say, I want to serve God. I can say, I want to serve God with all my heart. But the question becomes, where is your heart? Where's your heart? The number here is 646-595-4311. And before I even get to the music tonight, you know, I just wanted to recap a little bit, just a little bit of what I spoke about on Tuesday night. You know, pray for me, guys, and I'm praying for you. I want to say a shout out right now to my brother, Mr. O. He's such a godsend. God bless him and his ministry. I appreciate him. I'm just getting some things together here on this end. So I appreciate you guys for making this show a favorite of yours. And I appreciate you guys for being supportive. I'm telling you guys, we definitely need to help and support each other. And we need to actually also help. You know, when you see a brother that's in need, be willing to help. When you see your brother that needs some things, be willing to help. And I think that's the biggest thing I want you guys to do. I want you to be willing to help. And if you're willing to help, God, if you're willing to do those things that God's pushing your heart to do, then guess what? If you do those things you're supposed to do, guess what? Things are going to open up. Things are going to open up. So I just want to encourage you with that word, to help. Now, right now I'm sitting in an area and they're getting things together here at my job. And so the radio show has come from downtown Baltimore. And the thing that I really, 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 really would like for you guys to really, really honestly pray about and to really think about is wherever you are you giving your best? Wherever you are you doing your best? Wherever you are you willing to do your best? So many people have so many different things going on, and everyone has their own different agenda. But I say to you guys, if we would honestly, in this season, be willing to deal with the things that we need to deal with, we will experience God in our lives. Are we willing? Are you willing to make that choice today? I just want to send a shout out. Right now, I'm doing a radio show. I know some of you are tweeting me. Some of you are texting me. Some of you are trying to call in. Just please be patient. I'm just trying to get everything set up on this end, because things are just running slowly. But you know, I know that there is a reason. There is a reason for what's happening right now. So just continue to pray for me. Continue to lift me in prayer. And I'm still getting some things together. Just to send a shout out again to my boy, Mr. O, and things are coming together on this end. But what I want to tell you guys is this. One of the things I've realized is that we've got to be serious in this season. And I know that there's no one who's perfect but God, you know, but be willing to make a difference. Be willing to make a change. And I believe that if we would do that, if we'll be willing in this season, we're going to experience the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. You know, and I just want to say, you know, I'm just encouraged. I'm encouraged by people like Mr. O. You know, because one thing about Mr. O, that he is someone who supports. He's the one who leads. And I'm excited for his project that's going to be coming out pretty soon. And hopefully he'll be calling in a few minutes. I'm just trying to get everything set up. But I'm telling you guys, It's amazing how when you have your mindset to do something, the enemy is always there trying to mess things up. But I'm encouraged today because there's someone out there who's listening to my voice who understands and is understanding that God is not through with them yet, that there's someone out there who's willing to say, you know what, Greg G., I'm going to look at my heart and really see where I'm at mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally. I think we as the body of Christ, we need to definitely get to a place where we are willing to be open and honest with God about where we're at, about what we're going through, and about what we're experiencing, and about what we're going to do to get to the next level. And if we do that in this season, I believe God's going to open up so many doors. Yes, this is a radio show. Yes, it's also an entertainment show. It's also an inspirational show. So many different things to so many different people. And while, you know, the system is getting kicked in and everything is in gear and coming up, I just want to encourage you today to know that there's so much more that God wants for you. There's so much more that God wants to do in your life. There's so much more that God is willing to do. But God right now is saying, you know, it's your turn. It's your turn to be serious. It's your turn to truly do the thing. It's your turn to decide if you're going to do this thing or not. It's your turn to decide if you're going to walk in what God's called you to walk in. It's your turn to decide if you're going to be holy. It's your turn. And I think sometimes we spend so much time on other things rather than really and truly dealing with what's going on in our lives. You know, one of the biggest things, I really don't want to touch about this. I really don't. But I'm just talking from my heart right now. While the system is coming up, while the music and everything is coming up, I just want to just say that what really is getting me is this whole scandal about Bishop Eddie Long. You know, when I first heard the scandal and what was said, I just said, oh, nah, not another one. I was like, and what happened is that I said, oh, no, not another scandal. But I want you to know, guys, you know, everything's going to be all right. What's meant to happen is going to happen. You know, I'm sorry that some situations did happen. I'm sorry that those kids, those boys might have gone through what they went through. But I just want to encourage those people out there who are listening, to know that God is able to keep us even in this midst. And I hope that we will pray for Bishop Eddie Long. I hope that we will pray for young men. You know, pray for them, pray for what they're going through. Pray that the truth will come out about the situation and that justice will take place, whatever happens. Let's keep them in prayer. Let's not make this a time to point the finger and to point the blame on this person, to point the blame on that person. Let's make sure that we truly, truly, truly pray for our brothers and sisters when they're going through things. And I pray for the congregation. I pray for new birth, you know, and I pray for their congregation. I pray for the people who are affected by this whole thing. You know, so much is happening. So much is happening in the body of Christ. And I hope that we will, as the body of Christ, act like the body of Christ in this situation. I hope that we will act like the body of Christ and help them. Let's Let's pray for them. Let's just pray for them. Let's believe that God can work through the situation that's happening. There's so much. We have health care issues. We have so many different things happening. And the biggest thing I really want you guys to really understand is what this truly, truly, truly means for everyone. Listen, the world is looking at us. The world is looking to see how we're going to handle this. The world is looking to see how we're going to jump and start judging. Pray for them? Are we going to encourage them and pray for God's will to be done in this situation? Or are we going to just cast out our thoughts and what we believe? I encourage you to pray for the man in God. I encourage you right now to pray for the man of God. Pray for Bishop Aylon. Pray for the church. Let's pray for each other. You know, one song I'm going to play in a few minutes is a song from my CD entitled "Just Pray," because the biggest thing, guys, that we need to do is just pray. And if we will pray, if we will take the time to pray in this season, God is going to move in our lives. God is going to move because prayer changes things. I want you to, someone out there need to know that prayer changes things. Someone out there needs to understand that if we would just pray, in this season, if we will pray, if we will seek God's face, if we will be determined to do what God's called us to do, God is going to open up so many doors in our lives. But the biggest thing is that we've got to be willing to pray. We've got to be willing to pray. We've got to really be willing to pray. You know, and I believe, guys, if we would do that, if we would do that today, if we will pray, if we will seek the face of God today, if we will seek God, God is going to open up so many doors and move in our lives. And I believe that's the biggest thing that God is saying to us, to just pray. So we have to work, we have to just pray. So many different things we've got to do. And if we would do that today, God's going to open up so many doors. I don't understand why my sister was taking so long to come up, but I believe that I'm saying something to someone out there who needs to know that your situation might look a certain way, but I want to encourage you today that God is able to do all things in your life. This is not the season to faint. This is not the season to let your heart be troubled. This is not the season to say you won't believe God. This is not the season to ask God, are you for real? This is not the season to ask, am I doing the right thing? This is the season to believe. And my word for you today is if you will believe, today you're going to see things happen in your life. But you got to believe it. You got to walk in that faith. You got to live by that faith. You got to do everything in faith. And this is the season, y'all. This is the season. This is the season for you to truly, truly, truly believe what God is saying to you. This is the season. God's about to open up so many doors for so many people. I'm so excited to see what God is doing in my life. My project is finally have national distribution, so I'm working on national radio airplay. You know, so pray for G. Wright. Send me a word of encouragement. My email address is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. It's gwrightonline@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, gwrightlove. That's GWR IGHT Love. The number here is 646-595-4311. Make sure when you call in, make sure you press the 1 button. That lets me know that you are ready to come on the air. But first, I'm going to get things started off with a song from my project entitled Just Pray. Guys, I hope the words of this song and the message in this music and touches your heart. Because I'm saying, guys, we need to pray for salvation. We need to pray for deliverance. You know, we need to pray for our brothers. We need to pray for our sisters. We just need to pray. And I appreciate you guys tuning into the Heart of Love Radio Show. Things are finally getting up, and that, but I do believe that even in the midst of my computer acting slow and going through what it's going through, that someone needs to hear this message. Someone needs to hear this message. You know, so much is happening, guys. So much is happening in our world, and I hope and I pray that you yourself will be willing to allow God to do what God wants to do in your life. That's my prayer today. That's my prayer, and I'm going to stand by the prayer, and I'm going to stand on the word of God. This is G-Wright. This is my song, Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without hope in sight, where you are, our guiding light. You've taught us just how to pray, and Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer, it changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Just pray.
God will do a new thing, yeah.
Just pray.
We need
My God is worthy. This is Brother Willie Odom Sr., and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with your host, Minister G. Wright. Would you like to be part of his guest? Well, you can be. Give him a call, 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. That's the Heart of Love Radio Show with Minister G. Wright.
My God is worthy. You ought to clap your hands.
I listen, y'all. I love that man. That's my man, Mr. O. Mr. O, and of course, I can't forget his son, my buddy, one of my good friends, Willie Odom Jr. So, you know what? Hopefully, I think Mr. O is going to call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. If you're following me on Skype, I believe my Skype name is G. Wright Love. That's G-W-R-I-G-H-T, Love. And I love all you guys. We know that our God is worthy. If you called in, make sure you press 1. Make sure you press 1. Right now, I'm going to play a song on one of Mr. Willie Odom's songs for you guys. So just sit back and relax. I'm going to see which one I'm going to choose. Before I get to that next one, I'm going to just say that, I think I have that caller calling in. Hello, caller, you are live on the Heart of Love Radio Show.
Well, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, Mr. O. How's it going?
You thought I wasn't going to call, huh?
No, listen, I knew you were going to call. I just hope everything is going well. Now, you have a lot that's going on right now.
Yeah, I do, but first thing I wanted to kind of touch on, I was listening from the beginning about where is your heart?
Yeah.
A lot of times heart is in what we want to do, which is nothing wrong with that, because when you put your heart into something, you do your best.
Yeah.
I do believe this way, put your heart into God, let him lead you and guide you. And whatever you do with that, he will bless it.
Yes,
I am a musician, an artist. And you might say my heart is in my music because I love my music and I love serving God. But my heart is to serve God and to lift him up. So that's what I'm going to put forth an effort to do that. All right. Now, I'll say it then. Go ahead. There?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you, Mr.
Yeah, I just kind of want to touch on that a little bit there.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely, because, you know, I was talking about the rich young man, and I was just thinking, you know, this was someone that we would say is a good guy. You know, we would say that, you know, sometimes throughout the ages, you know, people look at that story and they look and they put it down, they put the man down, and say why? Why would he turn away from Jesus? He wasn't that good of a person. But then you start thinking about reading the story again. It's like, wait a second. This guy was what we would say is a good guy. It's just that one thing that he lacked, that one thing that he wanted to know what he lacked. When he found out when Jesus told him what he did lack, that was the one thing he was not willing to give up. You know, so the thing about where's your heart? Heart at? So many of us, we say that we're willing to follow God, that we're willing to do all these different things, but where's your heart at? And that was the one thing that he wasn't willing to give up. He wasn't willing to give up his riches. His love for what he had kept him from doing it, from just following Jesus. And if you look in Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus called the other disciples, his first disciples, you know, they just dropped everything and left. Are you there, Mr. O?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay. So it's just hitting me. It's like, wait a second. well, where is our heart at? So we would look and we would judge, we would look simply look and judge the rich young man. But really, in all honesty, where's your heart at? Where's your heart? Because we sit back and judge, but it's amazing when we put ourselves in that situation, that story. If we were to modernize it, that's like us going up to Jesus, if Jesus were alive today, and saying, Jesus, you know, what good thing can I do to have eternal life? And he said, give everything you have away and come follow me. And it reminds me of one of those stories where Jesus said that one man said, no, wait a second, I need to go and see my family first before I come and follow you. I need to talk to them and say goodbye. I'm like, no, follow me. And that was the one thing that he was not willing to turn away from. And, you know, and it's so much easier for us to sit, look back and point fingers, you know, it's so easy for us to sit back and point fingers at people. But the thing that really, really gets me is, are we willing to face that one thing that Jesus might be saying that we've got to get, that we've got to let go of? So it's amazing. Once we put ourselves in that situation, we'll understand what went through that rich young man's mind. What went through his mind? Because it's so much easier for us to say, you know, I would never do that. You know, let Jesus come to me and tell me, let me ask him, and whatever he tells me, I'm going to go ahead and do. For some of us, it might be a different issue. It might not be money. It might be people. It might be games, video games. It might be a whole slew of things. You know, and it's, you know, tonight I wasn't really even thinking about talking so much, more so than just, you know, caring about your music and hearing about what you're doing. But it's just amazing how God orchestrates things, because I believe that things happen for a reason. Normally my system is not this slow, but today it was extremely slow. It was extremely slow. So I feel
like, guess what?
What?
Guess what? It's man-made.
Exactly.
Exactly. I'll just tell you something, it's man-made.
That's it. You know, Ms. O, you have some great things coming up. What's going on with your ministry?
With the music. Oh, God. The Lord is really a blessing. Don't know if you've been keeping up with my Facebook page and my website, but I have to say the Lord has opened up another door. I now have a partner, Ms. Hannah, from over in London, England, and we came together here and was working on a project. And when she stepped in the studio, she had her sound and I had my sound, and we put that together and talk about a difference in sound. It was, in fact, it was a different flavor. And that's the name of the group now. Her and I are now called Flavors, F-L-A-V-E-R-Z, Flavors. And God is blessed. We are releasing our first single CD. Some call it an EP because there's two songs on it. But the title of it is Compassion, and is being released from London, England area on October the 30th, that Saturday night. I wish you could be there. But God has just opened the door. It is really taking off nicely. So what's going on. And, yeah, a lot of blessing, and I thank God for that. Hannah is a very, very lovely young lady, and she also has another thing in her belt called Hannah Ministries. She want to work with kids. She worked with people that's AIDS victims and battered women. She's an advocate for a group called Compassion. You know, the song is titled Compassion. I didn't know that was a group called Compassion, but I have learned about them. And they deal with supporting the kids in all different lands. So that's kind of sort of what's going on with me.
Well, that sounds great. You know, and I have to, I really have to put that down. I really have to go and really put that onto my download the music. So I just want you to know I did open it up in my phone browser. But now I'm going to have to, I couldn't download it. So I'm going to have to make sure while I'm online, I'll download that. But I wanted to say, you know, your music is so great. And I'm thankful for you for not quitting.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, right. And, you know, I'm looking through my archives right now for that song. And one thing that I'm learning about Blog Talk is that if you don't play it a certain amount of times, sometimes it's kicked out. So I really was really, really looking forward to playing Please Don't Quit. So, but I can't, it's not in here any longer.
Why are you running your fingers through your blog index? Let me, if you don't mind, those of you that want to know more about me www.willieodomsr.com. That's willieodomsr.com. And there you'll find more information about me and the upcoming event over in London.
Okay, yeah, most definitely. In fact, what I want to do right now, I want to play Get Your Praise On. So I'm going to play this, and hopefully, will you still be able to stick around for a little bit?
I will try. If I have to hang up, I'll try and call back. Get Your Praise On. Oh, that's one of those music pieces where you just lay the phone down and get up and dance. Huh?
Exactly. So I'm about to play this, and you guys, you just been listening to Mr. O, one of the best artists and ministers.
Oh, you started something with that Mr. O. So now it's been adapted. They now call me Willie Odom Sr., a.k.a. Mr. O. Thank you very much, Mr. Wright.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Mr. O. You're welcome. So you guys just hold on. Mr. O, I hope you're still here. If not, I'll be calling you.
You know, if I have to hang up, I'll try and call you back. If not, I'm on the Skype side there.
All right. Well, God bless you. Hold on, guys. Keep your praise on.
this is G Wright. Thank you for tuning in to the Heart and Love Radio Show. Coming to you live on Tuesdays from 9 to 10 and Thursdays from 6 to 7. Have a great day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The number here is 646-595-4311.
Yeah, this is G Wright, and you just now finished listening to Get Your Praise On from none other than Willie Odom Sr. Make sure you check him out at www.willieodomsr.com. Now, you know, I'm going to go to a song from a friend of mine. Her name is Antonia Lawrence. The song is entitled Every Word.
By every word that comes from God's mouth.
Antonia, I know exactly what you mean, because it was God's word that transformed my life.
Oh, yeah.
Can we sing about it?
Come on, let's go.
Coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you're encouraged tonight to know that God loves you no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing right now. I want you to know that you can return to the Lord today. I want you to know that God has His hand on you and that you're able to do what God has called you to do. Just giving a shout out to my to one of my mentors, Mr. O. God bless him. God bless his ministry. God bless his son, my buddy, Willie Odom Jr. Make sure you guys tune in next Tuesday from 9 to 10 next Tuesday, and then next Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you. Continue to make the Heart Love Radio Show a favorite of yours. Please send me an email to gwrightsonline@yahoo.com. Also, visit me and leave a message on my official website at gwrightsonline.com. And make sure that you check me out on iTunes and look for my project, All Things Are Possible, in stores near you. God bless you. And I pray God's blessing over you. I'm going to leave you today with Return by Dorinda Clark Cole. God bless you.
Hey, Dorinda. Some of our brothers and sisters, they feel like God has left them. Bring them back.
Moss.